Well, now to China, where a video has been making the rounds, taken from closed-circuit cameras in a subway car in Shanghai. It shows a foreigner fainting. His head falls onto the shoulder of the passenger next to him. She stands up and runs away. And then so do all the passengers. And the man falls to the ground. When the train pulls into the station, hundreds run, leaving the man all alone. NPR's Frank Langfitt has been reporting on this and joins us from Shanghai. And Frank, why didn't anyone help this guy?
Well, no one really knows. There's a ton of speculation. Tens of millions of Chinese have actually seen this video. Some people think that maybe the folks on the train thought this was a trick. There was a scam going back, goes all the way back to the 90s, where people would fake an injury, maybe fall down in the street, and then a good Samaritan would try to help them, and then they'd say, oh, this guy knocked me down, and take him to court or try to extort money from them. Other theories going around are that they may have been afraid that this guy who collapsed had Ebola, although he is white, so it's not that likely that he would have come from Africa. And then there's kind of this old tradition, if you go way back in Chinese culture, of not having as strong a sense of responsibility for strangers. And that's become a big issue as China has modernized and notions have changed. People are very concerned about how Chinese people today treat people they don't know.
But not having a responsibility for strangers is one thing. It's another thing to run. Why would they run away?
That is really bizarre. And if you look at the video, it's astonishing. I mean, everybody flees as though this guy had turned into a zombie, which, of course, he wasn't. He was just lying on the floor of the subway train. And there's even a guy who almost gets trampled. He almost falls over. It turns out that somebody on the train, after this guy collapsed, yelled, "Something's happened." And that may have triggered the stampede. And that has a lot to do with kind of what's been going on in the last 6-9 months in China. There have been a number of terrorist attacks in train stations, two of them blamed on Muslim separatists. So in general, people, especially on public transit, are more on edge these days.
And this is not the first video, Frank, of people ignoring someone in need that has sparked a lot of soul searching in China.
No. The most infamous case, you may have seen this one because it is really, really well known. It was 2011. It's very hard to watch. There's a 2-year-old girl. She's in South China. She's a toddler. And she's walking around and she's hit by a van. And she's lying there. And 17 people, this is caught on camera, on video, pass by her. And only the 18th person, who is like a recycler, kind of like a rag picker, actually picks her up and helps her. Most of the people who were interviewed later said they denied seeing her. But if you look close in the video, you can see that they actually do notice her. Chinese people were incredibly upset by this. They were embarrassed. They were angry. And they were kind of asking themselves, like, who are we now?
Well, Frank, I have to say that as I listen to this, I'm thinking of the last episode of Seinfeld where they get in trouble for the Good Samaritan law in Latham, Massachusetts. But are there signs that attitudes are changing in China, that people are starting to have a little more care for their fellow citizen?
I think so. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there is actually reason for optimism, even despite that subway story that we're talking about today. Younger people now are a lot better traveled. They're more open. They're easier to talk to. And I can give you some personal anecdotes that show kind of big differences. I mean, in the 1990s, when beggars first started showing up on the sidewalks of Beijing, hardly anybody would give them money. Now you see young people here in Shanghai, it's now 15, 18 years later, giving them money, even though they know many of the beggars work in gangs. I can remember a young professional woman trying to help a girl and get her a meal. Never would have seen something like that 15 years ago. So generations change very fast here in China, and you are seeing more and more young people actually reaching out and helping people that they don't know.
NPR's Frank Langfitt in what sounds like it's a kinder, gentler Shanghai these days. Frank, thanks so much.
Happy to do it, Jeremy.
Although not in that video, which you can see at our website hereandnow.org.
It's amazing. You see people literally running out of this train to get away from the poor man who fainted and fell, although with fears of illness like Ebola.
As Frank said, yeah. You wonder what you would do in that situation.
Yeah.